Now you think about it. All that heat, all those chemicals and dead bodies and such, makes an awful mess. Weird blend of nature's refuse. Real weird. And with all that incubating heat, well, you consider it. I tell you something I ain't told nobody else. Something that happened to me a couple years ago. One night, me and Pearlie, that was a friend of mine, and we called him that on account he had the whitest teeth you ever seen. Darn things looked painted. They were so white. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Coat's too small, pants too short. And these boots, now they get the blue ribbon. You know, I'm only 6'5", but with these on, I'm nearly 7 feet.
When Jim applied for the dispatcher job, the fire department turned him down. But the fire chief offered him something else.
Our fire dog, Rex, is retiring. You might want that job. Pays good, and the retirement is great.
Fire dog? Jim said.
That's right.
Well, I don't know.
Show it yourself.
Jim considered.
I suppose I could give it a try.
Actually, we prefer greater dedication than that. We don't just want someone to give it a try. Being fire dog is an important job.
Very well, Jim said. I'll take it.
Good.
She wiped the blood off on her dress, high fashion circa 1920, and put those suckers right square in her gummy little mouth. Somehow it seemed like the proper thing to do. Perfect fit. Couldn't have been any better than if they'd been made for her. She got the old blackened lettuce head out of her carpet bag. She'd found the lettuce with a half a tomato back of Burger King and gave that vegetable a chomp. Sounded like the dropping of a guillotine as those teeth snapped into the lettuce and then ground it to smithereens.
The man was not as large as he'd first thought, and he wasn't wearing a hat. He had been certain before that he was, but he could see now that he was mistaken. The fellow was bareheaded, and his features, though youthful, were undistinguished. Any character he might have had seemed to retreat into the flesh of his face or find sanctuary within the dark folds of his shaggy hair. As he lowered the light, Richards thought he saw the wink of braces on the young man's teeth.
"Basements aren't worth a damn in this part of the country," the young man said. "Must have been some Yankees come down here and built this. Someone who didn't know about the water table, the weather and all."
"I didn't know anyone else was here," Richards said. "Klein send you?"
"Don't know a Klein."
"He owns this place? Loaned me a key?"
I lay in bed hour on hour in the poorly heated hospital and watched the night come. Then the day, then the night, then the day, and no time of night or day seemed lost to me, for I could not sleep, but could only cough out wads of blood-tainted phlegm and saliva that rose from my injured lungs like blobby, bubbly monsters to remind me of my rendering flesh. I lay there and prayed for death, for I knew all my life had been lost to me, and that my job in the war was no longer mine, and when the war was over, if it was ever over, I would never return to civilized life to continue the same necessary job I had pursued during wartime. The job with the children, the poor children, millions of them, parentless, homeless, forever being pushed onward by the ice and the war.